by the 1980s, it has remained a marginalized genre receiving very little critical attention. Developmental policies from the 1960s military dictatorship to the turn of the 20th century's democratic governments compulsorily pushed Brazil into a process of accelerated industrialization. To Gameway, industrialization formed Brazilian science fiction, which in turn expressed the transformation of notions of nationhood at the turn of the new millennium. And if science fiction is a relatively new genre in Brazil, the fantastic has been a punctual but important literary genre in Brazil. From Padre Anchieta's religious altos, which enmeshed supernatural elements of indigenous and European cultures, to the 19th century's Machado de Assis masterpiece, Memórias Póstumas de Brás Cubas, the fantastic has been an important tradition, more recently revisited by Murilo Rubião, Érico Veríssimo, Moacir Clear, just to name a few. But what are the differences between the fantastic and science fiction genres? Korolevsky underlines that although science fiction has its roots in the fantastic novel, as well as the utopian and gothic novels, it remains a genre of its own. In science fiction, the disappearance of the fantastic, of the uncertainty, gives place to a particular rationality anchored by modern science. The denomination itself, science fiction, only emerged in 1938. Unsurprisingly, science fiction is as a genre frequently connected to a utopian or dystopian future filled with extraordinary machines that seek to aid or harm humans, and plagued by friendly or destructive extraterrestrial entities. Still within the gamut of science fiction characters, robots, aliens, hybrids, etc., how does one classify the curious figure of the zombie? Born in André de Leon's novel, Dentes Negros, published in 2011, a strange disease starts contaminating and massively killing Brazil's population, an event that the characters refer to calamidade, as a calamidade in the novel. The country's authorities, governmental representatives, and scientists do not know the cause of the malady. The first symptom of this postmodern plague is the darkening of the teeth, and then a painful but quick death ensues. Corpses remain left behind the country's affected areas, the cadavers announcing the terror of the imminent end with their mouths wide open and visible dark teeth. Although there is only one mention of zombies in the narrative, the third-person narrator reveals that the characters fear that after that they will be transformed into zombies. Their symbolism is very present in the novel. Cinema has greatly informed De Leone's literary production. Horror B-movies strongly influenced the writing of Dentes Negros, especially John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982, Jean Roland, The Curse of the Living Dead, 1974, Ruben Fleischer's Zombieland, 2009, as well as George Romero's zombie films. After The Night of the Living Dead, he made six more zombie films. And that's from a personal interview that I had with Andres. So in André de Leon's words, low culture contaminates high culture, producing a prose that is marked by pop and mass cultural elements. Indeed, the concept of contagion is crucial in Dentes Negros. The disease quickly disseminates throughout the interior of Brazil, but thanks to a rapidly created vaccine, the characters do not display any of the symptoms, and yet still carry the strain of the disease. I propose, therefore, that the characters are zombies, not as the creatures formulated by pop culture, but metaphorically. In fact, in post-apocalyptic society, the living are already dead, as the characters roam throughout different spaces, lost and confused. And I quote from the book, cabisbaixos, imóveis e sequer ousavam se perguntar ao trem o que tinha sido aquilo. O que era aquilo? O que estava acontecendo? Como terminaria? Se era o fim de tudo, se estavam também eles mortos sem saber. The protagonist, Hugo Silva, is born in Silvania, a small city in the interior of the state of Goiás, but moves to São Paulo as an adult. Although their relationship has been long broken, Hugo still shares an apartment with his ex-lover, another man who remains unnamed throughout the novel. Hugo meets Renata in a bar, and they become lovers. Renata is also an outsider, as she was born in Ipotirama, a city in the interior of the state of Bahia. Together, they decide to travel to Silvania to investigate what has been left from the city and its inhabitants. Upon arrival, the characters meet Alexandre, a soldier who keeps vigilance in the affected areas, and those areas quickly transform in landless spaces where survivors remain contained and are left to fend for themselves. So very apocalyptic. Hugo, Renata, and Alexandre become friends. In one of the reconnaissance expeditions, the unruly survivors attack the group and fatally wound Renata and Hugo. So the originality of the Entre Negros resides in the deconstruction of certain dichotomies produced in zombie narratives. As noted earlier, the living characters physically contain the disease. The disease virus inside of your bodies and metaphysically behave like they were already dead. Hence, they are the living dead. Moreover, Hugo and Renata moved from the interior of the country to São Paulo, Brazil's largest city and main financial center. Thus, the periphery not only invades the center, but also becomes the center, since Hugo / Renata are subjects who are shaped by both their rural and urban experience. Hugo's bisexuality is also a key point, a resistance to the heteronormative order that established male / female gender roles and preferences. Within the 21st century apocalyptic landscape, Hugo and Renata embody the possibility of a new social order, one that is not constrained by binary oppositions. However, both characters are killed at the end of the novel, and what remains are the representatives of a repressive state, Alexandre the soldier and his commanders. It is not a coincidence that the word used to describe the containment of the affected areas is pacificar, right? Reminds of pacificar as favelas, right? The same word we used to explain the police operation in Rio de Janeiro's favelas. Symbolically, Renata and Hugo's erasure represents the return to the normalization of society's structures, even within this futuristic, chaotic landscape. To conclude, science fiction tells us more about the anxieties of the present than the dreams of the future. André de Leon's Entre Negros is also an allegory of a collapsed democratic process where social gaps between rich and poor, periphery and center, male and female, black and white, are deepened. The rise of extreme right in several countries, Brazil included, brings uncertainties to the war scenario, where the end of the war emerges as a very real possibility. And I remember the panel about Trump right? The paper about Trump in the morning. The apocalypse is real, the apocalypse is now, and we might face total alienation. What is the end of the world? Hugo will have the last word in this paper, and I quote: "Um evento, o fim do mundo, que esgota tudo aquilo que se aproxima dele no intuito de traduzi-lo em imagens ou palavras. Um evento diretamente proporcional à sua própria ausência. Um evento igual à sua própria ausência." Thank you.